You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WLCX Daily News Roundup for the Eagle 1490 AM in La Crosse.
For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Kuska. In-person absentee voting is underway in La Crosse. You can vote in-person absentee today at the Southside Neighborhood Center from 1 to 5 p.m. and the Cleary Alumni and Friends Center at UW La Crosse from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. A list of locations and voting hours is available at lacrosseeagle.com. In addition to statewide races, La Crosse voters will pick a new mayor and three school board members during the spring election. To find your polling place and to see what's on your ballot, go to myvote.wi.gov. Wisconsin State Supreme Court candidate Susan Crawford stopped in La Crosse Tuesday as part of her 21-county statewide tour. Crawford is backed by Democrats in the state and was endorsed by former President Barack Obama. Her opponent, Brad Schimmel, is backed by Republicans and received an endorsement from President Donald Trump in the officially nonpartisan race for the state's highest court. Schimmel appeared in La Crosse on Sunday as part of his own statewide tour. The spring election is coming up on Tuesday, April 1st. With a look at what's on the ballot statewide, here's Civic Media's Melissa Kay.
Official election day is Tuesday, April 1st. There are two statewide races and a constitutional referendum on the ballot. Brittany Kinzer and Jill Underley are running for state superintendent of public instruction. Brad Schimmel and Susan Crawford are vying for justice of the Supreme Court. The referendum is a yes or no question about adding an article to the Constitution requiring that voters present valid photographic identification verifying their identity in order to vote in any election.
To find your polling place and to see what's on your ballot, go to myvote.wi.gov. Voter turnout during the first week of absentee voting far exceeded 2023's spring election in Wisconsin. Over 345,000 ballots were turned in last week, a nearly 50% increase over the 233,000 ballots received in the first week of early voting 2 years ago. Record-setting spending on the state Supreme Court race between Brad Schimmel and Susan Crawford, which has received national attention, has topped $80 million, with nearly $50 million coming from outside groups. The Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction says 89 school referendum questions will be on ballots Tuesday, April 1st across the state. Locally, districts going to referendum include Arcadia, Bangor, Cochran Fountain City, DeSoto, Holman, Independence, Melrose-Mindoro, New Lisbon, Prairie du Chien, Viroqua, and Whitehall. 62 of the 89 referendums across the state, including all but Cochran Fountain City locally, are operational referendums to help cover budget shortfalls, pay for staff, and maintain course offerings. Area school boards will have contested elections on the Tuesday, April 1st spring election ballot. Six candidates are on the ballot for La Crosse, although one, Kevin Hunt, announced he is no longer seeking the office, leaving five people for three seats. Three incumbents are among five candidates for three seats in West Salem, while Onalaska has two incumbents among three candidates for two seats on its school board. There are also contested school board races in Cashton, Melrose-Mindoro, and Westby. Board members are elected to three-year terms. La Crosse voters will decide on a new mayor this spring. Shondell Washington Spivey, a community organizer and volunteer who earned both the most votes in February's primary and the endorsement of the Democratic Party, will face La Crosse City Council President Chris Kahlo in the Tuesday, April 1st spring election in the officially nonpartisan race. In last week's mayoral debate, the candidates split on how to deal with the city's homeless population and how to attract young families to the city. The Tuesday, April 1st spring election is a week away, and there are some important deadlines to consider. With more, here's Civic Media's Lisa Hale.
If you haven't already mailed your absentee ballot back in at this point, don't. Instead, take the ballot to a drop box or your local clerk's office in person. Because things can be delayed in the mail, and all absentee ballots must be received by the clerk's offices by 8 p.m. on April 1st. Friday, March 28th is the deadline to register to vote in this election if you haven't done so already. Ready.
Wisconsin offers same-day voter registration. To find out what's on your ballot or where to vote, visit myvote.wi.gov. The two candidates for state superintendent met last night in a virtual forum. Jill Underley is facing a challenge for Brittany Kinzer in the Tuesday, April 1st spring election. The two candidates provided very different views about the state of education in Wisconsin. Kinzer said that public education is failing in the state's largest city.
Right now, unfortunately, 3 out of 10 children are only reading well enough to go to college or have a career. And in Milwaukee, where I live, we have the worst outcomes for our Black students, with only 5% of children reading well enough to go to college or have a career.
Kinzer said she would work to eliminate bureaucracy and restore previous testing standards. Underly says the state has improved over the last 4 years.
Wisconsin's moved from 14th in the nation for education in 2020 to 6th in 2024, and now we have the highest graduation rate in our state's history, and the progress that we've made is real. But our work isn't done.
Underly said Wisconsin just had its highest graduation rate ever. State legislators are holding public hearings on the upcoming state budget. With more, here's Civic Media's Joanne Krulatz.
Lawmakers on the budget panel will travel around the state to gather input on how the state should spend its money. Public hearings are April 2nd at Kakana High School, April 4th at the Wisconsin State Fair Expo Center in West Allis, April 28th at Hayward High School, and April 29th at North Central Technical College in Wausau. People wanting to speak will need to fill out a form on arrival.
Republicans are ignoring Governor Tony Evers' budget proposal and building their own budget from base. On Wednesday, a trio of La Crosse City government committees will meet. That includes the City Administrator Workgroup as they continue putting together the details of the proposed new position that will take on some of the duties of the mayor's office. The Economic and Community Development Commission is also meeting to consider applications to 9 different grants for a wide variety of city and county projects. The Human Rights Commission is also scheduled to meet. The Redevelopment Authority meets on Thursday. Tomah will be searching for a new chief of police. Current Police Chief Scott Holum is retiring effective April 18th. Holum, who has worked for Tomah's police department since 1999, was appointed chief 4 years ago. He rose through the ranks from patrol officer to his current position and was responsible for expanding the department's canine program and creating a peer support program within the department. Tomah's Police and Fire Commission has already started the process to find its next police chief. The Viroqua Family Restaurant will be closed until further notice after a fire on Saturday. The Viroqua Fire Department said that they arrived after being called to the fire to find heavy smoke and flames coming from the building. While the fire was quickly contained, the building had significant heat and fire damage. No one was hurt and no one was inside the restaurant when it caught on fire. In a social media post, the restaurant thanked firefighters and wrote that their family and staff look forward to greeting customers again someday. Coverage for home-to-health and telehealth programs under Medicare, used by several Wisconsin hospitals, will expire at the end of the month unless Congress extends the benefits. 6 Wisconsin hospitals rely on home-to-health for patient care, while 16 hospitals utilize the telehealth and other programs that are also set to expire, mostly affecting providers in the state's rural areas. The Wisconsin Hospital Association estimates the federal funding lost if the programs expire to be around $200 million. Over one-third of Wisconsin driver's licenses have still not been updated to Real ID, with the deadline under 2 months away. A Real ID is required to fly domestically or to enter federal buildings as of May 6th, although people can still use another form of ID, such as a passport, to fly. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation says about 37% of driver's licenses in the state have not yet been updated. A full list of documents needed for the update and more information is available on the Wisconsin DMV website. Mild temperatures are in store for the next couple of days before a warm front moves in Friday. There's a chance of rain overnight tonight with highs in the upper 50s and low 60s through Thursday. On Friday, we'll see temperatures soar into the 70s and even 80s in some places ahead of this weekend's expected rain and wind. Temperatures will fall this weekend back to normal with highs in the 40s and 50s through early next week. We'll have more details in our Civic Media forecast. Download the free Civic Media app now at civicmedia.us/app. For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
The Bucks lose Lillard. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks face the Nuggets tonight in Denver, but it will be without Damian Lillard, who after missing the last 3 games is out indefinitely. The Bucks say an MRI showed the 34-year-old's calf muscle injury is the result of a blood clot or deep vein thrombosis. He's now undergoing treatments with a blood thinner. That means more playing time for 22-year-old Ryan Rollins. At point guard, Brooke Lopez.
Yeah, obviously, no one's going to be Dame but Dame. He's done a great job of coming in, being himself, and finding a niche that, oh, like Dame, you know, only he can do. He comes out there and he makes a difference in his way. He gets in guys, defends them full court, picks up 94 feet. Offensively, he's been great at running the offense and then getting to his stuff when he can. You know, he has a lot of stuff with him. He's made a difference that way as well.
College basketball. The Badgers' new women's head basketball coach is Robin Pinchton. She comes to Madison after 15 years as the head coach of the Missouri Tigers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Music streaming platform Napster has been sold for $207 million. The former popular music pirating platform was purchased by a biotech company called Infinite Reality. The company is hoping to grow the brand and give it more social media platform characteristics. Napster transformed from an illegal way to get music to a subscription-based legal platform. In a related story, did you have any idea Napster still existed in any form? Me either. If there's one thing missing on TV I think we can all agree on, it's more high-end art-based dramas. Adam Driver and Jessica Chastain will star in a new show on Apple TV from the creators of The Morning Show called The Dealer. According to The Hollywood Reporter, the show is described as a biting exploration of power, class, seduction, and culture set inside the world of the high-end art market. Finally, a show hardly anyone can relate to. Nepo baby Gwyneth Paltrow is at it again when it comes to being Gwyneth Paltrow. She recently made comments during an interview with Vanity Fair downplaying the role of intimacy coordinators on movie and TV sets. The incident happened while Gwynny P was shooting a film called Marty Supreme with Timothée Chalamet, who is 23 years younger than her. The two have several intimate scenes together. When the intimacy coordinator approached the actors and asked if they were comfortable, Paltrow responded by saying in her usual "I wish I was British or black" voice, "Girl, I'm from the era where you get naked, get in bed, and the camera's on." She continued saying she didn't even know that intimacy coordinators were a thing and added, "It stunts creativity when someone is telling her where to put her hands." Her comments were called irresponsible and disrespectful toward intimacy coordinators who are there to protect actors, actors who are oftentimes younger women. In actors fishing for work news, Josh Hutcherson says he would love to do another Hunger Games movie. Crazy that an actor would want another huge paycheck, but whatever. Hutcherson played Peeta, Katniss's love interest in the Hunger Games movies. The franchise put out a prequel, The Hunger Games, A Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes, and will follow the prequel with a sequel to the prequel, also based on Suzanne Collins' prequel book called Sunrise on the Reaping. Not sure if Hutcherson will cash another paycheck from the franchise if they keep making prequels. We talk about movie grosses at the box office frequently, but how about a big Broadway theater splash at the gate? George Clooney's Good Night and Good Luck broke a record on Broadway by bringing in $3.3 million in 1 week. The show stars Clooney, who is making his Broadway debut and who also co-wrote the show. Pretty impressive, since the runners-up were Wicked and Othello, starring Denzel Washington and Jake Gyllenhaal. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Partly cloudy this morning. We will gradually become mostly cloudy by late this afternoon. It'll be warmer, too, with a high of 56 today. Tonight, scattered showers, 35. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 60. We're talking mid-70s on Friday with a chance of rain and eventually a little snow this weekend. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
That's your WLCX Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at lacrosseeagle.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.